Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy John, driving home in the car, broke his headphones, bad reception, but pull up a show, John.
Hey, top of the morning to you there, Jack.
Yeah. The problem is it's 5:30 at night, Jack.
Well, all right. It's still St. Patrick's Day,
yeah.
So I hope you have a happy St. Patrick's Day. I got a Guinness and a glass of Irish whiskey waiting for me at the house, and corned beef and cabbage, so I'm good.
There you go. Oh, well, yeah. happy St. Patty's Day to all. I'm a little bit of Irish. I'm an Irish and Indian. Everybody wonders why I'm so angry, John.
Yeah.
I was listening to, again, happy St. Patty's Day to everybody. You're Irish too, aren't you, Johnny?
I claim about 10-15%. I'm mostly German, but yeah, I like celebrating it.
Anyway, I was listening to Angelo Cataldi. He's the local. He was the WIP host here, like the radio show, sports show, and he was the host for 30 some years. He's most of my life listening to sports. A lot of my life was listening with him, and I just listened to his book. He's 71 now, but he could still be doing the show. When he left, he was doing a really good job. But one of the reasons he said he left is, one, he was getting tired, but two, he was afraid to even talk on the air because anything you say now could just end it. And he goes, I did so well for so long. He goes, my big Italian mouth was going to say something to get me in major trouble, and he retired. But the reason I brought this up, Did you know hooligans is a racial slur towards the Irish community?
No, I didn't even actually associate it with Irish. I just always associated with soccer hooligans, mostly in England. So no, I didn't.
But the point is, he said something like that on the air one day, and he was getting written, and HR came into him, and then. He was going on and on about all the things that he used to say that wasn't allowed to. And there's another one, under the thumb, that means you're, or something like that. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but there was something he said, under the thumb or something like that. And here it was against, somehow that leads to domestic violence. And he's like, I don't even understand all this, he goes. And it's crazy, he goes, I was afraid to say this, that, or but every time. Because if I said but, I was afraid. If I said but in a sentence, I was afraid that somebody's going to call me out for talking about somebody's hiney, he said. Oh, and then I said hiney. Like, and it's crazy right now, John. Everybody's just too damn sensitive.
Well, Doug, I mean, the Gators can't even chant their Gator bait thing anymore. So, yeah. And I never had any association of that of any sort with racial epithet, but it is what it is. So, yeah. Speaking of my Gators, they came in second in the tournament, in the SEC tournament. So I'm going to get one of those together probably tonight. Doug, are you interested in playing with my family and maybe Tommy?
Yeah, I'll do a pool. I got to also do one because my friend Carol and her brother, they do one for money. It's like $5 or $10. So I got to fill mine out for him this week, too. I don't pay attention to college basketball as much as I used to. But I still follow it. But I used to be really into it when players would actually stay a couple years and create rivalries. Like, I remember Duke and North Carolina was like a rival. Now, and Kentucky and Indiana, like, they would keep their stars for 2 or 3 years, and you'd be really into the rivalry. And now, I don't even know. Like, they should not even have names on the jerseys anymore.
No, they're worse than football players, but football's going that way with the stupid transfer portal. I mean, now players just go wherever the hell they feel like it, and it means nothing to sign at one college and stay there or anything else. If you don't like your coach, or if you don't feel like you're getting enough time, you're gone. So, I mean, it really is taking exactly what you said, that type of building for another year away from college programs.
Yeah.
It's either you better have it this year or you're not going to have it. So.
Yeah. Well, those kids don't have to pay for their tuition either. John, what do you think? Should me and you go back to school and just get some free college?
Actually, I could go get free college right now from Disney. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Do you think we could get away with it if we said we were taking the loan out, like we're going to go to school and then we pay off our mortgage with it and then just not pay it back? Can we do that?
Just buy a car?
Yeah, just not pay it back. I mean, I'm sorry. Allow everybody else in the country to pay it back, not the kids. Me and you're paying it back with our taxes. But college students, I don't even know why they even have those. Half the players, I don't even know why they even do the joke of doing the classes. Like, just say you're here to play minor league football.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Exactly.
90% of them ain't getting an education. They don't want one. And, I mean, a lot of them go back, and there are certain ones that do, and my hat's off to them, but most of them aren't even going for that. So why even take up a seat for somebody else that might want to go? Like, what they should do is a football player ought to be out of, like, when they get the scholarship, they ought to say, I'm not going to go to class, but I will give my learning part of my scholarship to this person who really wants to have academic. You understand? Academics.
I'll give my educational benefits to my brother who's 5'4" and weighs 135 pounds.
Exactly. And he's a straight A hardworking kid who don't have the money to go to school.
Yeah.
So we'll give him my scholarship. Like, at least make use of it. Don't sit there and sit in your homeroom all day waiting to go to practice and not studying at all. So, but anywho, St. Patty's Day, it got warm up here, John. We were in the 70s all week.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, we were in the 80s. So, yeah, it skipped right over spring for us and went straight to the summer. Although tomorrow I think it's supposed to rain, maybe cool off a little bit. So.
Yeah, tomorrow, the next few days, we're going back down in the 40s and low 50s. It's sad. But I will say, I was walking up and down the Atlantic City Boardwalk because I'm working between two casinos, Resorts and Caesars. And I'm walking down that boardwalk, and a lot of things were open because it was Friday, nice weather, so a lot of the stores and stuff opened up early. And I'm walking down the boards, and I'm like, wouldn't go in there. Would never eat in there. Oh, my God, who eats there? Oh, my God, look at that. Oh, man, I'm scared of that. Like, the only place you want to be is inside the casinos. It's like, it was making me long for Disney. Like, I'm like, if I was walking around Disney right now, every store I look in, I'd want to go into. Every restaurant I pass by, I'd want to try something to eat from there. It's just so, our boardwalk in Atlantic City is such a disgrace, and it makes me want to cry when I'm walking up and down. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's definitely got some sketchy elements to it, doesn't it?
It's just, dude, the rest, like, all the stands and all, like, I'm hungry some days, like I pack, blah, 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 but when I'm in the casinos, I'll eat at those restaurants or the whatever, but you're walking up down the boardwalk and the pizza smells great, but I look at the restaurants and the clientele in it, I hate to say it, I wouldn't want to eat there. It's sad. It's like, it is just, because it's not clean. It doesn't look inviting, any of them, John.
Yeah.
And it's a disgrace what our state charges for tax property and all that other stuff, but and what these people are paying down there to have these facilities. They can't even afford to keep them up to date, is what my opinion is. But it just made me long for, like, walking by almost every single spot in Disney Springs. I want to try something from there.
You want to go in, shop, eat, do something in there, right? Have
yeah.
a drink.
Yeah. So, how busy is it? Spring break kicked off, John. How busy is it?
Woo! It's pretty packed. Yeah, and especially the water parks have been, or Blizzard Beach was this past week, and I think Typhoon opened today. So, yeah, they've been squished because it's been really warm. So, and yeah, the parks have been fairly busy. I walked in, I take my break at the Magic Kingdom, so I walk through the gates every day. And it's funny, Doug, I keep thinking, you know, I walk into the Magic Kingdom and there's that family in front of me. And mom and dad have been saving up for 8 years to come to Walt Disney World. And their kids are standing there in amazement looking at the reproduction of Main Street from a small Midwest town. And at the end is this beautiful Cinderella's castle. And they're just stopped and staring in amazement. And I'm going, excuse me, please. I've got 43 minutes to microwave a burrito. I've got to go. So, yeah. That's how it is. But.
No, it's sad but true, John, but... You do appreciate it a few times a year. I'll tell you this. You appreciate Disney World a hell of a lot more than I appreciate the Jersey Shore. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's that goes without saying. So, yeah, I wouldn't do what I do if I didn't want to work there. So, like, yeah, I go through a lot to work there.
Like, so. I love the crew and the guys I work with, and I'm blessed to have the jobs in the casinos and all, but I'm not like... If I had an hour to kill at Disney World, like in between waiting for something to dry or something like that, I'd be roaming all over the place. But when I'm at the casino, all I want to do is to get it over with so I can get the heck out of there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to stick around. I mean, Hell's Kitchen we're going to go to and eat. I'm looking forward to that. And there's a place called the Crab Trap I told you about, restaurant down the shore that I really love. Like, there are some things we love. Ocean City's nice. The boardwalk in Ocean City's nice. But they all could be so much better than what they are. So my point of this story is, as much as I trash Disney for some things being an animatronic not working or something like that, they are far and way and above 10 times better than anything I have going on around here. So, as far as cleanliness and stuff like that.
Perspective, right?
Yes. But, you know, the prices are what they are. And I mean, I was watching Genie Plus start cranking it through the roof again. See, I think I'd even sit better on that. And you tell me how you feel about that, John. I'd even feel better about Genie Plus if it was just one price. I mean, like, it burns my ass that they have to double it and on days, like, crowded days. Like, can't you just set one price at, like, $20 and call it a day, John? Why do you got to just turn the screws? Like, should they... I mean, what they should really do then is charge more for every single thing in the park, like a hoodie. Charge double on the most crowded days. I mean, it's to the point where you just feel like you're being kicked in the ass. Do you get what I'm saying with that? We already got it for free as it is, and now you're going to raise the prices?
I understand, but I mean, it's not like that's a new thing. I mean, we've had this discussion before. Movie theaters, you know, the matinee is cheaper. I mean, so everybody does it. It's been done for probably 50 years. I mean, you know, if you go to Broadway, I'm sure the afternoon shows are cheaper than the evening shows. It's first pricing.
But
Uber does it, Lyft does it on everything.
That's not the get in the park. I'm not talking about getting, I'm talking about Genie Plus, like, which was Fast
Pass. Well,
it's
the same thing. I mean,
no, it's an add-on. Like, I don't go to a Phillies game and they charge me more for beer on certain days. They rate me for the beer, but it's not more on certain days. That's my point with that. Like, I even understand ticket prices being more on Christmas Day, but I don't think they should. After they nail you for that, then you're going to nail me again. It's just the upcharging on everything. Just charge me more to get in then and keep Genie Plus one price. I don't know what I don't know. And that's what aggravates me the most. Like, every single day is different. I don't go to a Phillies game every single day, and the price changes. Like, Genie Plus could be 18 one day and 37 the next. That's how the, or 40. That's the fluctuation in it. It ain't like a couple dollars here. It's there's the fluctuation. You have no idea from each individual day. At least at certain, like, you know, a matinee costs $20. Going at night costs $40. I don't just show up there and find out where the level's going to end up, John.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can tell you exactly how much it's going to cost me. Nothing, because I'm not going to do it.
So, no, me neither. But it's just a point. Me and you aren't going to do it. I'm never going to do it. And I don't worry about it. I just get aggravated with people telling me, do you believe it's there? Like, I get feedback from my guests and people I book for. And you also, you feel like you, I feel bad, like, for certain people. Like, I've talked many a times. You're at the park, and you're a father, and now all of a sudden Genie Plus is $30 and the kids want to do Tron and you don't want to drop another $120, but you're sitting there eating lunch at a launching pad or over at Pecos Bills and the family next to you are going, we're going on Tron. Daddy just dropped the money down. I just feel bad that you're constantly being nailed. That's all.
I don't feel too bad for anybody at Walt Disney World. I don't. If he can't go on Tron, he can't go on Tron. But you're at Walt Disney World. There's plenty of children out there that never get a chance to go to Walt Disney.
Well, they don't care about that, John. Oh, my God. I got to get a hold of my godson because of he has to cut his pliers for Bob. And you know, I don't want to hear Bob yelling at me.
No.
Or name his starters for his for his fantasy baseball team.
Oh, baseball team, yeah. Yep, gotta get to it.
Yeah, I mean, it is just pathetic. Pathetic. So, how was the bus today? Any craziness?
No, not really. I had a driver shuttle in the morning. I was just toting some drivers around different places and other cast members that need... Because you can take the... city bus, the ticket transportation center, and then we have buses that run to all the parks and all the everywhere else from there. If you're a cast member, you can take one of our buses to, you know, you work at Disney Springs or if you work at Epcot or something like that. So I just towed them around this morning, so that's nice and slow and easy, and then I did Caribbean Beach after lunch, 3 runs. So yeah, it was a pretty fairly easy day. The last 2 days have been very hectic. I've had the articulated all day going to sports and music.
So everybody okay, John? Or
I don't even know what happened. It looked like one car came out and basically ran the stop sign and slammed into the other one. So one car is pretty smashed up, but there were several people around them and they looked like an elderly couple, and then the other lady I stopped and checked in on, and then but she was very I have no idea, but maybe she was the one to call at fault because she was already calling her mother or sister or something like that. Mm. Asked if she had called 911, and she said no. So I called 911 to make sure, and yeah, now I've seen the cops at least on the way, so I imagine the fire truck won't be far behind. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens when we film a show live on the way home.
Yeah, there you go. And it will be unedited, so Main Street at its best.
Yeah,
so back to the Disney stuff, John.
All right.
1900 Park Fair reservation details. Reservations are available for breakfast and dinner from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. daily. 1900 Park Fair is on the Disney Dining Plan and requires 1 credit. So that's pretty good. It's only 1 credit, John. Disney, especially for a character.
Yeah, character meal, that's unusual, right?
Yeah, it's way beyond unusual. Disney
characters.
Yeah.
Does it say?
Yeah, I'm getting to it, buddy. Give me a sec.
Excuse me, sir.
Disney characters appearing in 1900 Park Fair will include Aladdin in his Prince Ali attire, Cinderella, Mirabelle, and Tiana, showcasing her new look from Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So that's pretty cool. They're different characters for sure.
That's cool. But you gotta be a very confident young man strolling around in a half shirt with women that are fully dressed, and you're basically bare chested with all these people eating dinner.
Dude, you're talking about my 20s and 30s. A little inappropriate for 40s and 50s. I could still do it, but I won't. But anyhow, here's the menu. The food looks awesome. So, bread pudding with vanilla creme anglaise, donut holes tossed with shimmer, Grand Floridian strawberry soup with fresh strawberries and whipped cream, double chocolate muffin, plant-based, guava and cream cheese Danish, cinnamon pull-apart bread, beef and potato hash, classics eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce, carved ham, croissant breakfast pizza. That sounds different, a croissant breakfast pizza, John. It looks pretty good. Carved ham, croissant breakfast pizza, smoked salmon, cheesy potato casserole. I'm always up for a cheesy potato casserole, John. Spicy.
Yeah, anything with cheese and potatoes.
Here comes your favorite, John. Spicy tofu scramble with vegetables.
And yummy!
Yes, and an assortment of fruit and cereals, plant-based options. 1900 Park Fair dinner menu. Here we go. Peel and eat shrimp with cocktail sauce. Tiana's gumbo with spicy andouille sausage, John. That sounds really good.
Hey.
Baked salmon with saffron lemon butter. Carved prime rib. Tommy likes that. Curry roasted chicken. Roasted garlic sausage with tomatoes, herb, and braised cabbage. Pancetta with Hunter sauce. Couscous salad with dried fruits, almond, mint, and parsley. Sun-dried tomatoes with rosemary. Focaccia. Mashed potatoes, green beans, glazed carrots, Grand Floridian strawberry soup with the strawberry whipped cream, with strawberries and whipped cream, Grand Floridian Fincieri almond cake with sea salt, caramel, and toast. I can't read that. It's bouncing around. Toasted coconut cake with passion fruit and a hibiscus cream. Lemon blueberry cheesecake, vanilla cupcake, and fudge brownie, John. Tell you what, everything looks really, really good. Now I'm just trying to find the prices. I know breakfast was $54, John.
Yeah, that's steep for breakfast. So I imagine dinner's going to be $74, right?
At least. Let me see if I, on all ears, if the menu prices have come up yet, John.
Now, did you know if that... the one credit, was that just for breakfast and it's two for dinner, or?
It just said one credit.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for both or not. I'm trying to go back to the top. Let me see if they give me any more. Yeah, dining plan, one credit. It says again. Oh, here we are. Breakfast is 54 and 34 for ages 3 and 9. Dinner is 66. And I don't think that's too bad for a buffet dinner with that food that's on there.
Now, breakfast sounded a bit ludicrous, but dinner doesn't. So for 66 with prime rib and the characters, that doesn't sound horrendous.
I mean, it did go up, though. Prior breakfast was 45, it went to 54, so that's $9. And dinner went up $6. So.
Yeah.
But for dinner, for $66, you can get some gumbo, baked salmon, peel and eat shrimp, carved prime rib. I think you get your money's worth.
Yeah, and I like all of those things. Curry chicken, yeah. I can probably deal with all that. So.
Yep, so I'm in. Genie Plus, most it's been. Magic Kingdom and Multipark Genie Plus option sells out again at Walt Disney World. That's for, you didn't expect anything else for spring break, do you?
No, not at all, of course.
Still going on and on about this Tron that I'm never going to see, John. I don't know. That's about it. I have a... Dude, they updated the Coral Reef restaurant again in January, And I was so, because we were talking about how the coral reef should be good too.
Yeah.
I mean, they have as many, they have like only six options, and multiple of them are not, half of them aren't fish, John.
that place should have one chicken offering, one beef offering, and then maybe expand the menu actually at a seafood restaurant and like eight seafood options.
Yeah.
Seven or eight seafood options. And unique ones, not all broiled or fried fish and stuff like that. You know, maybe lobster. Yeah, you should have lobster on there. You should have a good
They should have a menu that competes with paddle fish in the boathouse. It's horrible.
At the very least, it should be compatible to Bonefish Grill. You know?
Yeah.
At the very least, right?
I mean, I will give them, the prices aren't bad. I mean, the appetizers are more expensive than the entrees, in my opinion. Like, shrimp cocktails, $18. New England clam chowder is $11. Reef salads, $12. And then seafood artichoke dip, which is $16. Which isn't... I mean, it has... I would like to try that, because I love a good seafood dip. Don't you, John?
Yeah, and I like artichokes. So, yeah, that actually does sound pretty tasty.
So, but the grilled mahi-mahi... with street corn style salad, cilantro lime crema over garlic jasmine rice. It's only $34 though, which shrimp and grits, $34. Slow roasted prime rib, $36. Seared Velasco salmon, $31. Harissa chicken, $29. And then a mushroom geisa is a roasted mushroom, scallion, blistered tomatoes, and a tomato lavender broth for $27. So there's 6 options for entrees, and 3 of them aren't fish, John.
and if you notice, what was the third one? You had salmon, mahi-mahi. What was the third seafood?
The salmon, shrimp and grits,
shrimp and, grits, right?
And grilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two fish are fish that you can't find in the aquarium, so maybe that's what they're going for. You don't want to, you know, watch your cousin getting eaten or something. I don't know.
I don't know. The prices don't seem bad. Any entrees in $30 range is not bad. So.
Yeah, prime rib for $36 isn't bad at all.
No.
If it's good.
But it's just the principle, they should have a better menu than that, dude. Like, they should have some grouper, some crab leg. Like, why don't they have crab? Why no crab cakes? Like, I don't think I've ever been at a single seafood restaurant that don't have any kind of crab on the menu.
Lobster.
None of it. No shellfish, which, well, shrimp, but not, hardly nothing. It's insane.
And we're in Florida. We should really embrace that and actually have fresh seafood. Fresh seafood. Fresh Gulf shrimp and all that good stuff. But, yeah, like you said, a grouper. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
snapper.
Anything. I mean, they don't have it is the most... I mean, again, I wouldn't... They need to also... I think they also need to redecorate that whole restaurant.
It's definitely got that... I think they still have the carpet on the walls out in the aquarium, so it's definitely still got the 85 to it.
And I never understood that. Why the hell would you put carpet on the walls of an aquarium? It's like,
no idea.
To me, it's when you go over somebody's house and they got carpet in the bathroom. You're like, really? Wall-to-wall carpet in your bathroom? I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts, John. Well, we know I'm nuts, but... I'm looking for one more menu updated here, John, and we'll call it a day. How's that sound? Spring training almost over. Start of Philly season next week, John. Another, what we got, 10
right
days left?
Corner.
I cannot wait. What do we have here, John? I'm trying to find something good. Something good that updated. We can't do flying fish, John. Judith will beat us.
No. You want to do Topolino, or have we done Topolino?
I did that with her, kind of.
Okay. We did that one.
Hold on. Maya Grill over at Coronado Springs, they updated in February. And then Toledo, the Tapas Steak and Seafood dinner. They updated in February. So let's do Toledo. That's up in the new Destinino Tower, right?
Yes, sir.
You haven't tried it there yet, have you? Because I haven't.
No, actually, the one time we stayed at Coronado, I didn't even go up in the tower, and I really wanted to, and then somehow flipped my mind.
So. Well, let's do Toledo because I messed it up, and Judith really laid into me. No, 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 no. Wrong one.
Hey, Toledo, I say Tolada.
Yes. They start off, you got romaine salad for $10, flight of four pintas. It's chilled mussels, olive oil, poached tuna with lemon, tortilla empanada, Spanish potato omelet, and that's $12. I want to try that because it sounds so crazy.
Interesting, yeah. Yeah, that sounds really cool.
And then small plates, they got Spanish-style sausage with a raja wine and onions for $15. Citrus garlic crushed red peppers for $11. Charred octopus for $15, John. Now, Judith was just talking about how great the octopus was over there, remember?
Yes. She was... real happy with that octopus at Topolino.
Yes. So I'd like to try this, and then the Spaniard for two. Chef's signature selection of artisanal charcuterie and cheeses for $35. Chef's special.
Doug, sorry to break in real quick, but we just talked about Topolino and Toledo both having charred octopus and the coral reef
knot. Uh-huh. Why? It's just stupid, dude. And no, face it. Right. When Epcot opened, the Coral Reef was probably their signature restaurant.
Yeah, way back when. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, because...
At least up front. Yeah, up front, definitely.
And so. Even in World Showcase, like, people are apprehensive, you know what I'm saying, trying different countries first opened, stuff like that. I think, the seafood restaurant, honey, let's go, you know? They got scallops with a vegetable puree, olives, harissa, vinaigrette, and roasted carrots for $32. Marinated hanger steak, potatoes, salsa verde, greens, blistered peppers for $32. 28-ounce bone-in ribeye for $2. Tomatoes, onions, and choice of two house sides for $89. Now, what are the two sides here, John?
Gotta be potatoes.
Olive oil potato puree. Have you ever had that before?
No, but it doesn't sound too bad.
I would try it. It's a Manchego oil with cracked pepper for $8. Roasted cauliflower for $8. Potato bravas. A pimento aioli for $8. And then roasted tomatoes and bomba rice. I'd be going with the cauliflower and the olive oil potatoes with mine, John.
Yeah, that sounds good. And $89, that's $45 a piece. And at least we could have the tenderloin and I'd take the strip. And yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad deal at all.
No. We got a grouper here too, John. We got a grouper over here at Topolino, but not in Topolino, at a, what is this? We're all screwed up, John. Toledo. Yep. We got Groper here at Toledo, but not at Bonefish. I mean, over at Coral Reef. I'm calling it Bonefish.
Yeah, exactly.
Put that in me. Cauliflower, cipollino onions, and a Valencia orange for $34. Filet mignon, filet of beef with those olive oil potatoes, forest mushroom, date jams, and a sherry vinaigrette. And it's only $36, John, for a filet of beef. Where that thing must be a 2 ounce, which would be perfect for Doug.
You can bring me a 2 ounce steak. Just bring me lots of potatoes.
Yes. Nah, I'm good with a 6 ounce filet, John. I know most are between 6 and 8. I don't mind a 6 ounce. They got the braised chicken, roasted tomatoes, bomba rice, grapes, and crispy potatoes for $28. And then they got brick oven cauliflower for $30, John.
Oh,
So, and then they got a bunch of plant-based tomato bread. They have blistered peppers, braised gigante beans for $8, chocolate avocado mousse for $10, and then Brussels sprouts for $8. So, and then the side dishes that I read, and then you got your normal beverages and coffees. But I want to try Toledo. The prices don't sound bad, do they, John?
They don't sound bad, and I know it's not going to be near, it's not like California Grill with the view of the fireworks or anything, but you are way up there, so you'd still get the view, you'd still get to see fireworks, yeah. You know, it just would be off in the distance, but still, nonetheless, it would be a nice view. So.
No, I want to try that, and I want to try, you know, Judith's recommendation for sure after the way her and Tommy went off about how great it is, so.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited about, again, coming down, eating what we can. The only thing I'm not excited about is having to get up at 7 a.m. to try to get reservations for some of the rides that we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
So, what, are you home, John?
I am.
You had an eventful ride home, John.
Yeah, I did.
There's not much more news except for crowds are, you know, they're showing crowds up everywhere, John.
Yeah, it's a busy time of year. When as busy as it is at Disney, it's nothing compared to what I'd be dealing with at my old job. So thank God every day I made a good decision. If you hate what you do, no matter what money you make, you don't do it. I mean, it's just not worth it, you know, because I absolutely hated that job, and this time of year, I hated life. I mean, I just hated life. It was miserable. The amount of traffic I dealt with in Sarasota between spring training, spring break, and snowbirds, and Easter week, oh my God, it was god-awful. So.
Well, that's what I felt like driving home from Princeton for 2.5 years on the way home. The way in, I'd make it there in 40 minutes. Way home, it could be anywhere from an hour and 15 to 3 hours, depending on traffic, yeah. And that sucks. It's kind of like
fight traffic all day, and then you get to a restaurant and the chef bitches at you.
I didn't hear about this either, John. They just filed. Walt Disney Imagineers has filed a new permit for an upcoming project at Fantasyland at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. The permit location points to Storybook Circus and describes it as installation of show sets. And the permits have been assigned for ThemeWorks Incorporated. So something's going to be going on in Fantasyland, guys.
Yeah. Maybe some new kind of show over there. That's cool.
And the other big news I didn't put out, John, is Cali River Rapid reopens, John.
Time for spring break.
Yeah. I'm more excited about Doug and Russell being in the park than I am Cali River Rapids reopen. What about you?
It was a 30-second water ride. Yeah.
No, it ain't worth getting wet for, John. Presley agrees. He wants to eat his dinner. But anyway, John, again, we want to wish everybody a happy St. Paddy's Day. You go into your beautiful family and get your St. Paddy's Day beer and your dinner, your, what is it, ham and cabbage?
Corned beef and cabbage, son. Come on now. Goodness.
I'm sorry.
My Guinness. My Jameson Irish whiskey, woohoo!
Yeah, you're gonna have a good night, Johnny. So I'm gonna finish.
Not a good morning.
I'm gonna finish editing this. Sorry, the show wasn't that long this week, guys, but there really wasn't much news except for crowds in the parks and Bob telling us he's spending $30 billion. But I will believe it when I say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, all I just keep hearing is ticket prices going up. That's all I keep hearing. So. But anywho, I'm watching the beautiful, we were talking about the, will you stop it, Presley? We were watching the beautiful, the coral reef is actually on right now with the big turtles swimming around inside the aquarium, John, and the manta rays, which is really cool. So, but everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye, folks. Hold your shoulders.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey.
That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.